Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right, listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live. And tonight, listen up, because we are going to be talking about warehousing Americans right here at Blog Talk Radio, worldwide podcast. Anyone around the world can listen by just Googling www.blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can also check out www.colombochronicles.com. Tonight, our topic is warehousing Americans. Have you ever wondered why more Americans are being jailed in the United States of America, and why the lawyers have created so many laws inside the United States that eventually will lead to nearly every American being arrested, possibly, or accused, or charged with a misdemeanor or felony, even if they are innocent? Or perhaps it could be someone they love who is targeted. The truth is that 20% to 25% of all Americans who are innocent end up in jail. But why does the system target Americans for jail? Well, it's big business. Perhaps it's for job security, control over the individual masses. Because once an individual is in the system, they are there forever. Many who are jailed are repeat offenders who use the revolving door in and out of prison for many, many different reasons. How many Americans realize that under the Clinton-Bush-Cheney regime that they were secretly building more private prisons, private juvenile facilities, FEMA camps, to be operated by CEOs on Wall Street for big profit? And many politicians are invested in Wall Street and also accept donations, big donations from Wall Street. Jails need bodies to fill the bed. Prisons warehouse people. Any American can end up targeted as a human commodity and used for human capital to create increased taxes and provide job security for human capital. Big profit. A seamless assembly line of American citizens being brought into the system and numbered one by one forever. I am an award-winning radio host, formerly on AM/FM radio, currently on worldwide online podcast, so I could reach everyone around the world. And I want to thank you for listening to Colombo Chronicles. Colombo Chronicles does air every single Wednesday, God willing, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the west coast of the good old USA. That would be 3 to 4 p.m. on the east coast. And you can check in your state or country your particular time so you can follow and bookmark and listen live. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 646 563-564-9742. Every Wednesday we have very special guests who are experts and who are authors or both, and they talk about their specific topics. And there is a myriad of topics, from the Constitution to corruption to the mafia to civil rights, animal rights, human rights, and more. You can also listen to any of the shows that are archived at Colombo Chronicles live on Blog Talk Radio. I've written two award-winning books, both five-star reviews, seen and featured around the world. Currently, online world podcast, I am talking to you about them. And the first one is the award-winning five-star Fight Back Legal Abuse. The second one is a political satire entitled Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. Fight Back Legal Abuse will be coming out in its second edition, God willing, on or about 2018. So remember to jot that down and remember to look forward to the second edition of Fight Back Legal Abuse. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about warehousing Americans. So don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, thank you for listening up to Colombo Chronicles Live. If you're a sleepyhead, it's nearly 11:40 out on the West Coast in the United States of America. And if you were asleep and you woke up, lucky you, because now you can listen to what's really happening in the U.S. A. Why was the United States building more private prisons and private juvenile halls secretly, along with FEMA camps, under the Clinton, Bush, Cheney, Obama era, taxpayer-funded for human warehousing of United States human beings turned into commodities for human capital, big profits, taxes, and profits? Job security, creation of more jobs, benefiting the Department of Justice and lawyers, judges, and all personnel. Of course, we need the Department of Justice, but we don't need them to target Americans for human capital. In the 1990s, as a longtime advocate for justice and activist who proposed laws that were implemented in the USA, and as a public speaker and writer, I reported on AM, FM radio shows that I hosted and produced, and cable TV shows. One was titled Women Fight Back, the other Issues of the Day, seen on Cox Communications and Time Warner, also seen in the TV Guide. It was also called A Ministry by many of the people within the audience. And on those shows, I revealed that at least 20 to 25% of all Americans are innocent who are thrown into jail. The accused generally pled guilty out of fear or ignorance of the law. as well as lack of funds to hire a lawyer. But even if you have funds to hire a lawyer, that doesn't guarantee that your lawyer is competent and that he will fight for you. Many of those accused with or without a lawyer end up signing a confession. It's called a plea bargain, pleading to being guilty, even if the litigant, suspect, or defendant was 100% innocent, just out of fear so they can go home. Many sign a confession and a plea bargain because of a lawyer who just wants to collect a retainer and move on to the next case so they don't have to take their client's case to trial. Clients trust the advice of their lawyers, right? A lawyer may say, it's the best deal I can get. It's the best deal you're going to get. Just sign the deal and you can go home. Remember, it was after September 11, 2001, 9/11, that the migration of foreigners from the Middle East began to take hold inside the USA under the Bush regime and the Clinton regime, when Schumer and Bloomberg spewed their disdain for Americans, claimed that Americans who refused to be tolerant and politically correct were being un-American. The Obama regime allowed the radical Muslim, to bid on U.S. soil and purchase the land at Ground Zero so they could build a victory mosque on the human remains of 3,000 murdered Americans. But Americans opposed it. They rose up and they united and opposed it. Americans should ponder if the radical Muslims, who were strictly migrated by the tens of thousands into the USA as a pre-planned executive order signed on or about January 27, 2009, by Obama, is even legal, lawful, or constitutional. The executive order was signed off, as I said, by Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotoro, and approved with the blessings of Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, John Brennan, Eric Holder, and the majority of Democratic congressional members and RINOs. There was none of that C-SPAN transparency Obama promised. In fact, the Americans who woke up in the morning and saw foreigners scattered around their cities were in a state of shock. The executive order granted $220 million in U.S. tax dollars to be used for the migration of Palestinians linked to the terrorist group Hamas, or perhaps members of Hamas. The goal was to migrate 5 million Palestinians or other Muslims into the USA under the guise of Christian refugees or refugees fearing from tyrannical laws or fearing from terrorists, in particular ISIS. The truth is that the majority of migrants from the Middle East were radicalized since they were toddlers, and a majority of radicalized males who were entering into the USA secretly, flown in by the orders of Obama and Hillary Clinton, bypassing the inspections as required by law of Border Patrol and ICE. So some believe that it appeared to be more of a Trojan horse, more of a foreign enemy invasion than illegal immigration. Obama and Hillary Clinton used the State Department to fund the United States refugee agencies as incentives and migrate as many Palestinian Muslims as possible into the USA before the tax dollars ran out, using those financial incentives to encourage them to migrate as many as possible. Should Americans not ask former President Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotoro, what happened to the transparency he promised back in 2008 when he was a candidate for President of the United States, an unknown person to the American people? Barack Hussein Obama, who didn't want his middle name used, Hussein. Obama stated, America is no longer a Christian nation as soon as he was inaugurated. And America will never be at war with Islam. Yet, Islam was at a war with America, Europe, and Israel, and still is. And 5 days before the inauguration, Obama stated, quote, America will be fundamentally transformed in 5 days. And that was 5 days before his inauguration. Did Obama and the Democrats, America will be fundamentally transformed into what? A socialist nation? A communist nation? A Muslim Brotherhood nation? What did he mean? Who asked that question? No one. Did Obama and the Democrats create the hate crimes bill prior to fighting for same-sex marriage and the secret migration of radical Muslims so that more Americans would end up in the private prison for hate crimes if they were accused by a foreigner from the Middle East or a gay person of offending them? Americans went to jail. Two American grandmothers went to jail for holding up biblical signs, and the foreigners and the gays said they were offended, and there were other Christians who were arrested as well. They were on public sidewalk, U.S. public sidewalk. They were natural-born Americans, a native to this soil. This soil was built upon the Christian principles, beliefs, and rooted into the Bible and to the Ten Commandments. We have always been a Christian nation, and the framers were a majority of Christians, God-fearing, God-loving men who wrote the Constitution and the constitutional laws rooted from the Bible and the Ten Commandments. And yet, these Christians were told after Obama was elected that they could not hold up a biblical sign that wasn't harming anyone on U.S. soil as American citizens who were accused of offending foreigners and gays. Should Americans not ponder? Oh, and by the way, those two Christian grandmothers ended up being arrested and having to employ lawyers to defend them, and it cost them tens of thousands of dollars to get out of jail and to get exonerated, and also to live as Americans once again under the U.S. constitutional laws. That may be the first time in U.S. history that such an act occurred. Those two grandmothers could have gone to jail, as the newspaper said, for up to 40 years for holding a sign with a Bible verse on it on U.S. soil. So should Americans not ponder? If Obama and Hillary intended to create more jobs in the Department of Justice and Homeland Security to protect Americans from a foreign enemy invasion or to protect the foreign invaders from the American citizens. Obama funded and released Islamic terrorists who murdered Americans from Gitmo for 8 long years. He also let thousands of felons out who committed felonies, and he even let them out before he left office. Over 1,000, nearly 2,000, were released. Of course, there's the possibility that the intent of the Obama-Hillary Clinton machine was part of creating higher taxation, knowing that the foreign invasion would force Americans to pay higher taxes after providing entitlement programs to tens of thousands of alleged and unidentified foreigners under the guise of refugees or Christian refugees, and if they aren't legal refugees, I coined them fake refugees, that Obama and Hillary secretly migrated into the USA and scattered around the nation on taxpayer-funded DHS buses secretly at night. And on that note, I will take a break, and I will be right back after this important message. So stay with The Road.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up. We're talking about private prisons, private juvenile facilities, FEMA camps that were built under the Clinton, Bush, Cheney regime secretly right here in the good old USA and under the Obama regime and the Clinton regime in the past. Years between 2009 and 2016, the Obama regime was purchasing FEMA trains and buying up tons of ammunition. So, of course, Americans should be pondering why would the federal government be secretly building more private prisons, more private juvenile facilities, FEMA camps, which appear to be concentration camps, FEMA trains, which is what Hitler used to put human commodities upon, and also buying up tons of ammunition, and then attempting to disarm the American people during those 8 years. Well, the Bush, Cheney, Hillary, and Bill Clinton regimes never disclosed that Americans were paying taxes to build these secret private for-profit jails and juvenile facilities for children, American children, and private for-profit facilities such as the FEMA camps and the FEMA trains. And Obama didn't disclose that he was spending millions of tax dollars buying up those FEMA trains in ammunition or being transparent about why they were buying them up and where they were headed and who and what were they going to put on those FEMA trains that personally I saw in several states traveling along the tracks, and they were pretty scary looking trains. Apparently none of this was in the best interest of the natural born Americans or the future natural-born Americans being depopulated under the Obama-Hillary Clinton machine by abortion scissors. It was Obama and the Democrats who approved of the Obamacare's mandated taxpayer-funded abortion. Not in 2009, when it was signed as an executive order on or about January 2009, But it was actually approved as the Global Poverty Act about December 2007 by Obama, Senator Obama, Senator Barry or Obama, Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Joe Biden, Senator John Kerry, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the CFR, and probably the rest of the Democratic Party and RINOs. Without, again, transparency to the American people who were not aware that this mandated taxpayer-funded abortion law was going to be not only approved in December 2007, implemented as an executive order, whereas Barry Sotoro or Barack Hussein Obama signed it into law in January of 2009. So the American people were unaware of this. So when Obama introduced Obamacare, the universal health care, I call it Hillary Care, morphed into Obamacare, which they opposed, but Obama, Hillary, the Democrats, and the RINOs didn't. Well, no, I can't say that. The Democrats did not care. They said they didn't read it. They lied and said that mandated taxpayer-funded abortions was not included, and it was inserted into Obamacare. So they lied about it, and they had said they didn't read it, but I'm not sure that that wasn't a lie as well. And they knew exactly what was in it, including the mandated vaccinations, mandated chemical-laden vaccinations that could have adverse side effects to Americans, which could be another part of the depopulation program. Mandated taxpayer-funded abortions are definitely a depopulation of future natural-born Americans. About 70 million so far have been aborted, which means we are 70 million short of natural-born Americans who would be with us today to become president, to run our country, to join our military, our police force, and protect our borders and defend our Constitution. So every day as I speak, we are aborting the future natural-born Americans who are needed to preserve the United States of America. Otherwise, we will be flooded with foreigners who do not believe in abortion, who are not required to get the mandated taxpayer-funded abortion, who do not believe in contraceptives, believe in polygamy, believe in bigamy, and they have several wives and have dozens of children. So that overpopulation will be a means and an agenda to overpopulate and dominate if this is not corrected. So should Americans not ponder who were Obama, Hillary, Holger Brennan, Kerry, Lynch, Biden, and the Democrats planning on forcing into those FEMA trains and those FEMA camps, private prisons, private juvenile facilities? What about all that ammunition? What happened to that? It wasn't the Muslims or the terrorists who they were leading, was it? Of course it was. Of course it could have been part of the Obama-Clinton-Soros plan to change and transform the USA into a foreign nation of foreign ideologies and their foreign religion that is bonded to the Middle East foreign ideologies and can't be separated. To accomplish their written and stated strategic goal of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is conquering the USA without dropping one bomb through invasion, infiltration, overpopulation, domination, and infiltrating into the government, into the church, and into the public school. So, is it that we should ponder? Or is it a KGB-type communist agenda to take down America? Could it be Russia? Or could it be communist China? Or could it be all three of these anti-American nations that are involved in the takedown and the conquering of the United States of America and disarming the American people who would be left like sitting ducks and can't defend themselves like over in Great Britain, where they've disarmed their citizens and flooded their nation with foreign enemies who are setting up a dual government and dominating their nation. So their citizens are losing their country, and they are also losing their identity, their culture, their civilization, their sovereignty, and probably within the next 10 years, it will be unrecognizable. Therefore, it's important to urge President Trump and the Republicans to nullify the hate crimes bill. The hate crimes bill is based on accusation only, and it only protects two minority groups, the gays and the Muslims. The hate crimes bill discriminates against Americans, heterosexuals, Christians, and all Americans, and doesn't protect the majority of heterosexuals, Christians, and or the majority of Americans who are protected under the Constitution, and equal protection is guaranteed and required by constitutional law. In fact, constitutional law protects all Americans, legal Americans, but the hate crimes bill silences Americans, discriminates against Americans. The hate crimes bill denies the majority of Americans their constitutional right to exercise freedom of speech. So shame on the Obama regime, shame on Hillary Clinton, shame on all of the Democrats who were in Congress and the rhinos who were in Congress when they passed the hate crimes bill under the Obama regime. The discriminatory hate crimes bill could cause an increase of law-abiding good Americans to be sent to those private jails, those private juvenile facilities, those FEMA camps, or just to a regular state or county jail. The hate crimes bill could send Americans to jail based on accusation only for up to 40 years if accused of a hate crime, just because an American exercised their constitutional right in public and or online and held up a sign or said something that offended the foreigners or the gay person and called it out as offensive. This is ridiculous. This is insanity in America. The American people are coming last in their own country. Americans have the legal, lawful, constitutional right to exercise freedom of speech in a free nation. However, the hate crimes bill helps fill the beds in prisons and fill the empty beds of the new private for-profit prison. About 2009, those two grandmothers, remember, were holding up signs promoting the Bible peacefully on a public sidewalk in the good old USA under Obama's watch, and they were sent to jail. The two grandmothers had to hire lawyers, don't forget, and they were traumatized, their families were traumatized, all Christians and Americans were traumatized that this could happen on U.S. soil. Execution of Christians on U.S. soil, natural-born Americans, legal Christians who own this land, who have built this land, who have fought for this land, who have died or been injured for this land, who have worked by the sweat of their brow to pay the wages of all those who have discriminated against them in public office and discriminated against the Constitution of the United States, sovereignty, and God. Therefore, should Americans not ponder if the New World Order and the United Nations plan, supported by the Bushes, Cheneys, Obamas, Clintons, and Democrats, and rhinos, and part of MSM, are supporting this non-vetted man, and who supported this non-vetted man into office, who has stated on video twice that he was not born in this country, which is stunning in itself without being held accountable, and running this country for 8 years and with a goal of changing and transforming it and stating it is no longer a Christian nation. It had this mandated taxpayer-funded abortion implemented that kill off future Americans by the millions. That means the population of natural-born Americans, implementing same-sex agendas, transgender America agendas, and indoctrination under the guise of education through taxpayer-funded public schools. So we're having the taxpayer fund all of these changes and transformations and alienating them from being able to teach their own children about sex and at the age they want to teach them and how they want to teach them by denying opt-outs to the parents as well. This sounds more like Nazi Germany than it does America. So did the unseen powers that be plan on arresting more Americans as the left pre-planned to flood the nation with more illegals and foreigners, radicals, gang members, releasing felons, many who are not citizens of the USA, and even fake refugees from the 57 Middle East nations as a possible Trojan horse, because if they did not come here fleeing tyrannical laws and persecution as Christian converts, and they came here to impose their foreign laws on the USA, and that is what I coin a fake refugee. Remember, mandated taxpayer-funded abortions, same-sex agendas, and transgender agendas are depopulation programs. And it is possible that mandated taxpayer-funded chemical-laden vaccinations could be a depopulation program if they have adverse side effects that could even cause death to Americans. So on that note, I just wanted to give you that information. I wanted you to think about this information. I want you to stand up for America. I want you to stand up for the Constitution. I want you to not only stand up, I want you to speak up and defend it. I want you to defend our sovereignty and God. I want you to defend our Christian nation. Our nation is built upon the prince and the laws and the values and the beliefs of the Bible and the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments give children a conscience. Today, too many young people have grown up without a conscience, and too many young people are not being taught the Ten Commandments, and they are going to grow up without a conscience. The Ten Commandments teaches right from wrong. They are the God-given laws of the universe for all people everywhere. They teach not to kill. They teach not to commit adultery. They teach not to covet the neighbor's wife. They teach not to steal, not to lie, not to worship false idols that do not take God's name in vain. They teach that God is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the creator of this universe, and you and me, and every unborn baby. He has created them, and we are wiping them out. And when we continue to wipe them out by the millions, we will not have enough natural-born Americans to bless our Christian nation with their presence so that they can grow up and be ineligible from birthright and exercise their birthright to be an eligible U.S. president, which is a requirement of our constitutional laws, Article 2. Bless you. God bless America. God bless our military, our law enforcers. Pray for them. God bless our firefighters, our first responders. God bless everyone who is a loyal, patriotic American. And God bless all the people around the world who do not know and don't have the taste of freedom, rights, liberty, sovereignty. They don't have the taste of being an individual, of the right to life. And remember, mandated taxpayer-funded abortions that Obama signed into law, which should be nullified by President Trump since he couldn't produce his certified birth certificate to prove his eligibility, should be wiped out because they include worldwide abortions for third world nations requiring Americans against their conscience, against their religious beliefs, against their moral beliefs, and against the conscience of the nation. They are destroying the conscience of the nation. The conscience of a nation is morality, and they are destroying morality. They are destroying the lives of human beings and using them as human commodities for human profit, as human capital. Mandated taxpayer-funded abortions is worldwide, and it requires Americans, against their will, to pick up the tab to abort unborn babies around the world, especially in Africa and third world nations, who are deemed poor. So, believe it or not, most of them are poor. So you're talking about a huge depopulation of the third world nations along with the USA. And you can read the United Nations Redistribution of Wealth, and you can read the United Nations Agenda 21 for the depopulation of the planet under the guise of saving the planet, but for whom? And under the guise of reducing poverty. Well, if you reduce 90% of the population, you definitely reduce poverty. And they are land-grabbing private property like crazy for these private prisons, private jails, and private FEMA camps, it does appear, because if people fight back, they seem to end up going to jail. So we have more Americans in prison, in jails, incarcerated, than any nation in the entire world. And we are the most civilized nation in the world, and yet we are jailing more of our natural-born citizens and generational, loyal, patriotic, naturalized Americans in jail? How is that we have more lawyers, more laws, we don't remove laws, we don't nullify most laws, we don't repeal most laws, we don't veto most laws. We have more laws than any nation in the world. We have more lawyers, we have more litigation, and we have more Americans in jail than any nation, including more than Russia or China. How is that? Why aren't Americans asking questions? Well, the more laws they create, the more chance of violating one of those laws. So are we truly free? Are we truly liberated? Or are we prisoners? And is all we have to do is violate one of those unknown laws as they're passing more and more laws every single day in the cities, in the counties, in the state, and many are unconstitutional, unlawful, and illegal laws, and they're still on the books like Obamacare. The NDAA law has not been repealed. One of the most dangerous laws to hit America, based on accusation only. Another dangerous law that hit America, asset forfeiture, taking your property based on accusation only. And you can be 100% innocent. Search and seizure laws, no signed warrants by judges. Very dangerous law, Nazi law, where they knock down your door, come in and rip up your property, and terrorize you, and they could be in the wrong house and kill the wrong person or arrest the wrong person. Think about these things, because we need to think about them now in America before it's too late. And remember, tomorrow could be too late. So, again, God bless you, and remember, injustices can happen to you. And they can happen to me, and by the way, they have. So remember, that you are never alone. And when you listen to Columbo Chronicles Live, together we can make a positive difference. So stay alert, stay vigilant, and call your representative. And by the way, you can dial 202-225-3121 and ask for your favorite one, what you think about what's happening in our nation. Talk to you later, and don't forget to listen every Wednesday, because we have experts and authors talking about a myriad of topics of human interest.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.